Turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, if you're following along with us on the app, we got the scripture for you there on the screen. We got you covered here as we dig this talk. And I love this verse right here. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 says this: love one another with brotherly affection. I love that. With siblingly affection. Outdo one another in showing, let's all say this last word together, honor. Amen. Let's pray. God, I thank you for your word, just how powerful it is. Lord, to hear it is a privilege. And Lord, I pray as we hear it, we would have a passion to live it. God, guide me, I pray, as I give it, Lord, that I would just be an echo of what you're saying. I don't want my words, Lord. I want your words to be said here today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The title of this talk here today is Somebody Honor Somebody. Can we say that together? Somebody Honor Somebody. You know, I want to address the air fresheners that you guys got. You guys got your air freshener? Hold up your air freshener if you got it coming in. You know, everybody here today gets an air freshener. Welcome to Oprah. Amen. You get an air freshener, and you get an air. Everybody here. Anyway, it's so awesome to give out air fresheners. We wanted to give you an air freshener because we want to make a very powerful point. And this is it. Honor is refreshing. Honor smells good. I mean, when you're around somebody that has honor, it is refreshing to be around that person. On the flip side, I mean, honor is refreshing, but dishonor stinks. Dishonor has a stank to it, man. It smells. So yeah, that's the point we wanted to make right there. I want to address people, though, that may think or ask the question right now. Pastor, did you seriously spend tithe dollars on air fresheners just to make the point honor is refreshing and dishonor stinks? No. A business gave us all these, and we've been looking for a way to give them away. So there it is right there. Amen. Literally, a business was like, hey, you want some air fresheners? They're like, pilots. We're like, okay. I'm like, how are we going to give these away? Honor is refreshing. Dishonor stinks. That's all I'll say. Amen right there. Please. And they said, take more as you go. We got like another pallet, so just take them on the way out. Amen. We weren't saying your home stunk. We've already been accused of that. So we're not saying that. We just want to make this great point. You know, when is the last time you honored someone? A family member, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker. You just honored them, expecting nothing in return. You just honored them for no reason whatsoever. I mean, when is the last time you paid someone the biggest compliment you could ever pay them? When is the last time you honored someone with a kind act? When is the last time you honored somebody with an opportunity just to show that someone how appreciative you are of them? I told you a few weeks ago about my grandmother's passing that happened a few months ago. And at the memorial service that I spoke at, before I spoke and came up on the stage, I remember just sitting there and I found myself regretfully reflecting, thinking, I wish I could have told her this, or I wish I could have told her that. I wish I would have told her just why and how much I love her. Instead of just, I love you, I wish I could have told her how much I appreciate her, how much I honor her for this reason or that reason, how much of her life means to me in this way or that way. And I'm certain many of you have probably been in the same situation. And you know, we hear this quote often, you never know what you got until it's gone. And although I believe there is a tremendous amount of truth to that statement, I firmly believe also that we can know what we have while we have it. I believe that we should be actively pursuing opportunities to show and give honor to the people around our lives right now on a regular basis, hence the title of this message, Somebody, Honor Somebody. You know, honor by definition means to esteem in high regard with great respect. To esteem in high regard with great respect. It means to recognize something or someone as a privilege. You know, God's word highlights the need and the importance of honor in every single book, Genesis to Revelation, on the importance of honor flowing from our lives to the people around our lives. Whether it's in a family context, in Moses' command for children, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, it says, honor, he's talking to kids, honor your father and mother. How many know that doesn't stop even though we get old? Honor your father and mother as the Lord your God commanded you that your days may be long. Whether it's in a marriage context with Peter's command to husbands in 1 Peter chapter 3. Wives, this would be a good chance just to elbow your husbands right here. It says, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. Look at some of you guys. Move on, preacher. Amen. Giving, scripture says, honor unto her. Or whether scripture's talking in an everybody context. Romans chapter 12, 10, the scripture we launched this talk off with. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Somebody honor somebody. That's what scripture's saying. Somebody honor somebody. We should be people of honor. People that display honor to everyone we meet. From the person checking us out at the grocery store to the person printing your tickets at the movie theater. Even the person that cut you off on the highway. It doesn't say outdo one another in showing them the middle finger. It doesn't say who's got the biggest middle finger. It says outdo one another in showing them honor. God wants us to live with honor constantly flowing from our lives. I was at Chubby's the other day enjoying a salad. And the waitress... I don't know what's funny about that, but the waitress that day, and I'm known at Chubby's, I come in there like, this is what you want? You better believe it. And the waitress, I always see there, always has the biggest smile, and I mean, is always super happy, knows me, and just, we always have such a good time, and one time I remember, there was a couple, back a little bit ago, and I walked in, and she just didn't have a smile. She was ticked. She was isolating herself. I mean, it was just like, man, it was the opposite of what she's normally like. And I just remember thinking, I mean, hardly came over, and I just remember thinking in that moment, like, what can I do to show her honor? What can I do to get her to smile again? I wasn't thinking how little of a tip I could leave to prove to her that she should never act like that to me, her customer. Come on, somebody. It was, how can I honor her? How can I get her to smile again? How can I show her her value? I was racking my brain thinking about that. And I just remember going over to her, or I was waiting for her to come to me, and she finally came over to me, and I said, hey, I want you to know that I miss that smile. And she's looking at me like, what? You know? And I'm like, I think you got the greatest smile on the planet. And I want you to know, one customer misses it. And you know what she did after I said that? She smiled. I was like, there it is, huh? It was just, and I remember she said to me on the way out, she's like, thank you. I needed that. You know, to honor someone means to value someone, to let them know they have value, even when they don't feel like they do. And I believe in today's culture, it's actually easier to live in the opposite mindset. I believe that it's easier to live in the mindset of dishonor. It's easier to ignore other people. It's easier, especially when you're frustrated, stressed, challenged, troubled, and tired. I mean, I just described 95% of every day you live. It's easier to ignore. It's easier to create distance between yourself and somebody else. It's easier, and when you're with them, it's easier to not throw statements of honor. It's easier to shoot off criticism. It's easier to share your frustration. It's easier to unload negativity. It's easier to let our opinions fly, unknowingly keeping ourselves from being a resource of honor to those around us. How many know, man, we got enough dishonor in the world. We need more people, men and women of honor in the world. Somebody say a good amen to that. Somebody honor somebody. My God. In fact, let's just do this. Let's do the 2 minutes, and I just want to use 1 minute. And let's take 1 minute. I want you to stand up. Everybody stand up right where you're at. Look at some of you like, man, I just sat down. Amen. I'd be thinking the same thing if I was sitting there too. But I've been staying this whole time. Amen. But I want you just to take 60 seconds and turn around, even if you want to get out of your seat, and just go find 2 to 3 people and throw them a compliment. If you don't know them, just say, nice hair, glasses, whatever. Find some nice nose. I don't know. Say something. Somebody honor somebody. Come on, 60 seconds. Just throw 2 or 3 compliments out to people. Amen. Come on, 55 seconds. If nobody's coming to you, you go to somebody else. Come on, somebody honor somebody. Seconds. Come on, you got 15 seconds to throw somebody a compliment. I love you, my Thank sister.
You. I love you.
Four, three, two, my sister. Mi hermana. Amen. Now, tell me how you feel. This is the happiest mid-message church I've ever seen in my life. Amen. How many know that stuff right there needs to be happening all the time around our lives? Where we need to be people that display and give honor. I want to share with you quickly here today 5 ways for somebody to honor somebody. 5 ways for you to show and give honor to the people around your life. Number one, somebody honor somebody with your prayers. Praying is one of the greatest ways you can show and give honor to the people around you and your life. James chapter 5 and verse 16 says this, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Many times scripture saying healing, the key to healing is through the prayers of the people around us. Honor somebody with your prayer. It says the prayer of a righteous person has great power. It's so important that we see the importance of honoring people with our prayers. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, Jesus said, I say to you this, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Jesus is saying here, we need to honor people with our prayers. It doesn't even matter if they're your enemy. Honor them. A lot of times, if we honor someone we don't like, and I'm saying this from experience, many times that honor ends up becoming the mechanism used to break the walls down that made them your enemy in the first place. And before you know it, they're no longer your enemy. They're now your friend because you decided to take the high road in praying for someone who was a source of hurt in your life. My God, somebody high road somebody. Somebody pray for somebody. Somebody honor somebody. Pray for somebody. And let them know that you're praying for them. Don't just pray with them. Let them know that you're praying with them, that you're standing with them. It's so important whether you shoot them a text and just say, hey, I'm praying for you today. Or hey, get them on the phone and say, hey, do you mind if I just take a moment and pray for you? Anytime I've ever asked somebody, can I pray with you? I've never heard somebody tell me no. It is so important that we take the time to honor people by praying for people. Honor somebody with your prayers. Number two, honor them with your deeds. Honor them with your acts. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says this, as each has received a gift, that means every single person in this room, including me, we all have a gift. It says, use it to serve one another. The reason you have what you have is so that you can be a blessing to other people around you. It says, as good stewards of God's varied grace. Man, if you just go to Google and type in creative ways to show honor to people, it is insane the ideas that come up. There's blog sites, there's psychological sites, man, that come out, psychology. It is so amazing to see the creativity that humanity has created in showing honor to people. You know, the number one way that people can show honor to people, according to all these experts, it says this: smile. That's a deed. Smile. It says show honor by smile. Some of you need to be smiling more. Come on, somebody. How many know somebody needs to smile more? Especially as people of God. Some of us look like we've been baptized upside down in lemon juice, and it's like, what the heck? You're going to heaven. They walk around like this. Like, where are you going, man, with your life? We need to be smiling people. Honor people with a smile. People of God should always be smiling, man. Smiling is a great habit to develop and start each and every day with. And the great thing is that smiling at others is easy, takes little to no effort, and nearly everybody responds to a smile with a smile, friends. It's working right now. Look at saying you're smiling right back. That's a way to honor somebody with an act. Another definition they'll tell you is, just honor somebody by getting the door or holding the door for somebody. Again, how many know it's the simple things that can be great ways to serve others? And these little things can actually make a great difference. Just by standing there and holding the door from somebody, it's giving a message, it's sending a strong message that I am honoring you in this moment. Buy someone lunch or pay somebody's coffee behind you in line. I was at Chubby's yesterday. Seriously, I was taking Javen out for breakfast, and the waitress came over to me and goes, somebody just paid for your meal. I'm like, I know who that was. I saw somebody at Journey that was there. I'm like, that sucker got my meal. I was like, what can I do? And so I saw somebody I knew, and I went to the waitress. I'm going to pay for that person's meal right there. You know, they're just paying it forward, man. It was really cool just to experience that honor. Then if you're at Starbucks, man, just say, whisper to the person, hey, I want to cover this person's coffee behind me, whatever they get, you know, put on. You can just cover and pay. I mean, it's just a way to show honor. Provide roadside assistance for someone to somebody needing help. You may not know how to change the tire, but maybe they don't have a phone, and you pull up and say, hey, is there anything you need? Just finding ways to show honor to people. Help a neighbor with their lawn. Help them mow it in the spring. Help their leaves in the fall. Help them with snow in the winter. Invite somebody over for dinner. You know, an easy way to develop a relationship is cook for them. Invite them over for dinner. Make a meal for them. Some of the greatest ways we can make relationships happens around a table with food on it. It's a great way to serve them, honor them, and create relationship with them. Get somebody a gift certificate to somewhere. I don't know if you've seen this video. It is becoming increasingly viral, especially in the last couple of weeks. It's a video of Jose Antonio. He's a 55-year-old homeless man from Mallorca, Spain. And what's interesting about what Jose Antonio's story is, again, 55-year-old homeless man in Mallorca, Spain, a beautician business along with a clothing company went and just got this guy and ministered a makeover to this dude of epic proportions. Take a look at this video. Isn't that powerful right there just to see that? And that's where the video ends, and I'm like, whatever happened to Jose? I want to find out. I did some research on it, and that was 2 years ago that happened. And since then, because it's gone viral, Jose is a rock star in that community. He now has a place to live. He's got a job. Businesses have now offered him employment, making more money. He told a local newspaper in Mallorca, he goes, I feel like the Spanish George Clooney. Amen. Oh, that was so, my God, somebody honor somebody. Amen. Honor somebody indeed from helping them achieve a goal to listening intently in conversation, picking up loose garbage to giving away your old stuff. How many know we got enough stuff? Amen. Just give some of it away to other people that may find great treasure in it. We got a clothing drop-off point here, right, to the south of this building here in our parking lot that collects and redistributes our clothes to those in need, clothes that we don't wear anymore. Man, be the person that brings baked goods into work. Or give somebody else shotgun on the way somewhere. Huh? Be the first person that calls the back seat instead of the front. Just honor somebody. Here's one of the best ways you can choose to honor somebody. Choose to be happy. Because your grumpiness stinks. Christ followers should have reputations of honor. And I want to ask you that question. Do you have that reputation? Do you have the reputation of somebody giving honor to those around you? Because somebody told me one time when I was talking about honor in a message, they came up to me after and they said, well, what about me? They said, I don't feel honored, so why should I honor somebody else? My response to them was this, you will never receive what you're not willing to give. Honor someone with your deeds. Because again, what does that accomplish? It brings them value. It allows them to see who they are, that they matter in your life, that they are important in your life. Why do you think Jesus washed his disciples' feet, man? It wasn't to show that he wasn't important. It was to show them they were important because he needed these guys to see that they were important. He needed these guys to see that they mattered, especially guys like Peter, because he knew Peter would struggle with his own insecurities, and he needed Peter to see just how important he was because he had a plan for Peter. And that plan came out in Acts chapter 3, where he stood on the footsteps of a temple and preached the gospel, preached his guts out and saw 3,000 people come to know Jesus right there in that moment. Jesus did whatever he could to honor them. And how did he do that? He got low so that he could lift them high. Somebody high road somebody. Somebody serve somebody and get them to their place of destiny. Number three, somebody honor somebody with your words. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 is a powerful verse. And man, if this verse could just be lived out in every church in America. If this could be lived out in your marriage. This could be lived out in your home. I love this. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths. How much? None, it says. Zero. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths. But only, in other words, this is what he's saying, this is the only thing that needs to come out of our mouths. Such as is good for building up. Man, why is it that we love to not build up, but to tear down? That it may give grace to those who hear. This one is simple. Honor them by telling them. It's been said, words are powerful. They have the ability to create a moment, and they have the ability to destroy a moment. Many people are bent on sharing criticism and negativity and just drowning in hurt and giving voice to opposition. What difference can you make in somebody's life by simply changing how you talk? By simply changing your words, by simply changing your communication. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, is one of the biggest lies I've ever heard, because words are powerful. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Somebody compliment somebody. Somebody honor somebody with your words. Number four, honor somebody with your time. Now, this is especially true with your family. Because with family, I don't want to say this, we're just used to being around them. They're always there. And many times we forget the impact our honor can have on those closest to us. I remember one time I was fighting with Missy when we lived in Ohio, and we worked together. Some couples can work together and some couples can't work together. How many one of those can't work together? That was us. We would just bicker and bark. I mean, I'm not talking just bark. We would, like, on the way to work, we'd be going at each other's throats. You know, like, just going crazy. Like, you're this, and you're this, trying to use every word possible just to, and we'd walk into the church, hallelujah, just like some of y'all did this morning. Some of you were sitting there on the way, and like, I swear we're getting a divorce after this service. You know, we walk in, hallelujah, be lifted, high, holding her hand, just loving on Jesus. Yeah, right. Anyway. Some of you know you're like that. We love to show the good sides. Amen. But we were barking at each other, man, and we never got to finish the argument. We just walked into work, praise the Lord. And we got back in the car, I was like, we just went back, you know. And I remember what she said. She tried to make this point on the way home. She goes, we don't spend enough time together at home. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, like, we spend all kinds of time together. We're around each other too much, frankly. I mean, look at how much, we spend so much time together. And she's like, you think we spend enough time together at home? I'm like, absolutely we do. She's like, oh, so me cooking for you while you watch TV, that's your idea of spending time together. And I'm like, I mean, is this an option? Because I'd be down with that. No, it all ended up coming down to the fact that we were not appreciating each other in the time that we were spending together. Love on them while you are with them. And this applies to your entire family. You know, for those of you who still have your parents, you know, spend time with them. Your grandparents. If you have the opportunity to be blessed with your grandparents here, spend time with those you love. It's so important because inevitably we all arrive at a point in our life where we say, if I could go back and do it again, I would. Do it while you have the chance now. Somebody, spend time with somebody. Take this afternoon, cancel your plans, and just go hang out at your grandparents' house today. Some of you just need to go over and just hang out with your parents. Just have a glass of tea or whatever, and just spend time with a brother or a sister that maybe you haven't in a while. Somebody, spend time with somebody. And lastly, number five, somebody honor somebody with your unity. Let them know that you're on their team. Don't assume they know that. I told somebody that one time. Hey, you need to let them know you're on the team. And they told me this. They should know that. No. Assumption is the lowest form of human knowledge. Assume they know nothing and make every effort to make sure they understand what it is that your heart is for them, that they are on your team. Ephesians 4:3 says this. I don't have it for you on the screen, but it says, make every single effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace amongst yourselves. So important that we see the importance of communicating that we're on their team. I see a lot of people, like, we want to punish people with our isolation when they do something we don't like. You're not doing something I don't like, so I'm going to get away from you. I'm not on your team anymore. No. Psychologically, that never accomplishes anything. You don't have to agree with everything everybody's doing to still let them know you're on their team. Galatians chapter 5, Verse 13 through 15 says this: "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but don't use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." And check this part of the scripture out. Verse 14, it says this: "For the entire law," all of it, "the entire law," it says, "is fulfilled in keeping this one command." That right there is insane, what's on that screen right now behind me. "For the entire law." You know how much stuff there is in here? It says it's all fulfilled if you keep this one command, and here's the command: love your neighbor as yourself. What? That is an insane portion of Scripture. That's a powerful portion of Scripture. Do you know the word unity in the Bible is found in the definition of love? And Paul's trying to get us to understand this point, that we need to be infatuated with staying together in unity with each other. Because he says this on the flip side: if you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you're going to be destroyed by each other. In other words, we weren't meant to gossip. We weren't meant to tear each other down. We weren't meant to be embittered with one another. We were meant to lift each other up. Somebody honor somebody. I want to make a point. I want to echo a point I made earlier. Honor is refreshing. Dishonor stinks. Honor is refreshing. Who's got your, everybody hold up your air freshener, right? Honor is refreshing. Dishonor stinks. Dishonor has some stank to it. Because dishonor means to devalue. And when we begin to devalue the people around us, we become ignorant. And ignorance, by definition, means a lack of knowledge or an absence of knowledge. So when we dishonor people with our words, when you dishonor somebody with your tongue, you are devaluing that person. And the reason I say that you're ignorant, and by ignorant meaning lack or absence of knowledge, is you don't understand that by doing that, you are attacking the message of the cross. Because the message of the cross is you have honor. The message of the cross is you have value. The message of the cross is God loves you. The message of the cross is you're a child of the King. That's the message of the cross. The cross, the very place and moment where Jesus said, "Your life is worth this much to me." And when you dishonor people, you're attacking that very message. And I believe we'll stand in judgment for that. So let's not allow our lives or our mouths or our deeds or our unity to walk out to dishonor. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens so as to fulfill the law of Christ." We just saw how you fulfill the law of Christ, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. And here's a big definition in that: bear one another's burdens. It doesn't say add to their burdens. It says take away. How many know somebody that when you get around them, life just gets easier? Anybody know somebody like that? Or it's just being around them, it's just like you hear that pressure valve in your life go off, the pressure gets a little. That's what we should be like. But how many know somebody that when you get around them, life gets harder? How many know somebody when they get around, nobody look around, amen. Like life gets harder. We shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't be somebody that adds to the burdens of life. Don't be that person. Be somebody that takes away somebody else's burdens. And you may say, "Well, what about my burdens?" What you make happen for somebody else, God will make happen for you. You reap what you sow. Bear one another's burdens. Somebody, bear one another's burdens, somebody. Romans 12:10, love one another with brotherly affection. I love this part. It says, outdo one another. You don't ever see the Bible like promoting competition. Except right here. It doesn't say outdo one another and showing how together you got it. outdo one another and just being the best at this skill of life. It says, outdo one another in showing honor. God says, you want to have a competition to see who gives honor the most. That's a good, healthy competition there. Let's hear the heart of God behind the scripture as we close today. And I want to ask the communion teams and prayer teams that they would to come, because I believe that there are people around your life waiting on a breakthrough from God that will experience it through the doorway of your honor being shown to them. So many times we disqualify ourselves from being the answer to somebody else's prayer, but look at James 5:16. Your prayers are the answers to their prayers. Your honor is the answer to many people's prayers. Somebody tells me, why is there so much starving in the world? I ask, why is there so much food in ours? You want to know the answer to people's problems? It's found in our blessing. What you've been given is to be given away. Somebody, honor somebody. You're that somebody on the top. That's you. That's what you're supposed to do, that big word in the middle. My question is, who is that somebody on the bottom in your life that needs to be honored? This is what I want us to do. I want us to just close our eyes before we go and just take a couple of seconds. Just let God speak to your mind's eye. Let God just start putting people up in your mind's eye. Just let him flash the images right across your mind on the people around your life that you need to start or restart showing honor to. Just go ahead and take that moment right now. Right now. Right now. Father, I pray, Lord, the faces that right now are being seen in the minds and hearts of your church, I pray, oh God, that there would be passion to follow, that we would go from this seat